Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy would be a bit of a bigger hit with you, sir.
No, I mean, it's funny. I haven't heard it in years. What made you think of it?
I don't know. I live in the past, a far less painful time. I thought that would click, man. We watched the hell out of that as a kid. That was the lost episode of Ren and Stimpy, back when you would, like, VHS record something and then just watch the S out of it.
What do you mean it was lost?
I don't know. They billed it as the lost episode. I'm sure it was just an end-of-season thing.
I thought that was the Stinky the Fart episode.
That was much later. That might have been, like, legitimately lost.
When it was on MTV or
whatever. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure nothing gets lost when you put thousands upon thousands of dollars into that crap. But that was billed originally as the lost episode with Space Madness and then Happy Happy Joy Joy. I guess I was a little older than you.
Yeah.
Maybe. No. You've typically got a much better memory than me.
I remember it. I don't remember the beginning.
Okay. Well, welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio. And no Rich Killiam. No need to get into that. Just no Rich Killiam. And no Kate. No Kate. Kate is busy with her graduation from Horror Academy.
How long has she been taking those classes or whatever?
Pole dancing, according to the email I got, has been running a full year. Pretty much the duration of her time on this show.
Ugh.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm gonna boil down the allure of pole dancing, especially to these broads who think that you can learn pole dancing and the whole... Well, let's get the intro out of the way. Then we'll get into that. Show website inpapasbasement.com. Listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Tweet us because we liked that a whole bunches. Will is at Billy Basil, and I am at Papa's Basement. I think that's it.
Yes.
From there, find us on iTunes, Facebook. Do a little work yourselves, you lazy turds. I don't want to explain it every damn time. Hold on. We got to bring it down.
But can you put your stuff directly on iTunes, or do you have to use an intermediary? Someone told me.
What do you like? Can I just say, oh, hi, iTunes, here is MP3?
Yeah.
No. I believe it has to be hosted somewhere that you provide.
Okay.
And then from there, why? Do you need a URL? I think I have, like, space for one more on my hosting.
I mean, I guess we're going to put the album up when it's done.
Yeah.
But I think there's websites that actually do that. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure there's countless middlemen looking to F over plucky young artists such as yourself.
I hate computers.
You gotta learn them, man.
They're gay.
G-H-E-Y. Gay. Kate's busy doing the pole dancing, and I want to explain to women right now, there's nothing intrinsically sexy about pole dancing.
That's not why guys go to strip clubs. I've never been like, ooh, look at the way she moves.
Look at her technique.
I mean, occasionally, if they'll like shimmy up and do like some sort of aerobic thing where it shows off that they actually have like muscles and some sort
of
talent.
For like 5 seconds. You know when it typically happens? There's like a sister and she is shaking it like the dancers at the beginning of Coming to America. That's it. Other than that, I'm probably not going to notice your dancing prowess. I will notice the way that your clam plays peekaboo when you bend over on the pole. And I will notice how you can wrap both your jugs around the pole. But I'm not going to notice much else.
Notice their upside down exclamation point when they're on all fours.
Exactly.
The thing that precludes a Spanish exclamation. We have the one upside down one and then it ends with the right side up.
I don't get it. I don't get why women have to co-opt things that are just inherently male and it's like a guy's domain. Perfect example. Now, Will, I know you're not
voting.
A big... Well, yeah.
Let's... Driving.
I mean, we're going to get to the root of all these evils, sure. But
working.
I know you're not a big sports dude, but do you know how annoying it is having a chick toss on a jersey and think she can, like, watch sports with the guys?
Like you said, I never really sit down and watch games, so it doesn't happen with me, but...
Yeah, it's rare I'll have some chick, usually the girls I'm with, they won't go through that pretense, like, we never last long enough for them to have to pretend to like the crap I like, you know, it's bang a couple times, watch a movie, and then, hey, I met someone else, that's fine by me. Girls love to throw on the jersey, act like one of the guys, and watch football with their man.
They're trying to bond.
And your man, when he's watching football, wants to do the following things. Talk about how much he hates his controlling girlfriend.
Rip dirty farts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, God knows what out of the confines of his rectum. Comment upon how he wants to put stones to pretty much every chick in every commercial. Because women aren't put in commercials that air during football games because they're ugly. And did I mention how much he hates you? Because there's a lot of that. There's a lot of, oh, why am I with this bitch? And I'm probably too much of a coward to leave her, so I'm going to marry her. God help me. You ruin that when you're there. He can't talk behind your back when you're there.
That's why they do it.
And then there's usually a big fight. Kind of ruins the game. And especially if you're not in the couple, you're just one of the buddies. You're just like...
That's the most awkward thing in the world.
Yeah.
We're just in the middle of a couple fight.
It's ruining your happy time, too.
Ugh.
Like, I'm watching football because I need to escape my Essie life. Like, it's not Essie because I have a girlfriend I hate. It's Essie for other reasons. But I need my place of peace, too.
You're just making this sound so sad.
Why did you let her in here? It is so sad.
Are you talking about, like, Mel specifically?
Well, yeah.
Like, that's just the only image that keeps conjuring up in my mind.
I might be talking about the couple we lived with for a couple of years. I mean, maybe just a little bit, yeah. I mean, it came from a place where that wasn't the vision in my head, and then with every word, like, another pixel filled in. And then...
I can just, like, picture her wearing a Skins jersey.
Santana Moss jersey.
Is that what it was?
I remember it so vividly. I remember it so vividly.
Oh, Lord. Thank Christ I was out working or something.
Oh, the same thing happens, though, with strip clubs. Will, have you ever been with a chick, like, in a serious capacity who's ever insisted on coming along?
I mean, I took Tina on her birthday. One of the more awesome things I've ever done.
I was going to say, way to maneuver that.
It's like, hey, baby doll. I'd be like, yeah, you said you wanted to go to the club, so... There you are, bitch.
Yeah. I give you the present of the lesson of being more specific with me. Oh, my God. So you took a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Essentially someone. That. Let's not let's not Jew lawyer our words here. She was a girlfriend.
God, to her. So whatever.
I would say to you as well, man. When it barks like a girlfriend, and it takes messy dumps in your bathroom and doesn't cover them like a girlfriend, that's a girlfriend. So you took a girlfriend to a strip club. And how did that turn out? Especially, let me preface this by saying, Tina, that was a name, not a real name. That's an alias we came up with. Except it isn't. Tina was a volatile alcoholic of a woman.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of said couple, like, so I was downstairs getting dressed because we actually got gussied up to go out on our fancy
strip
date.
Club. Yeah.
Yeah. And while I was downstairs, like maybe putting on my tie or something.
Yes. Will wears a full suit to strip clubs, by the way. It's quite a scene. It was like when Mudvayne won that video award, they all showed up in suits with the bullet holes in their head. And you're like, this isn't really appropriate for the situation or whatever. But Will does the same thing. It's a black-on-black suit with a blood-red tie, as I recall, right?
Classy. Or silver.
Silver, yes.
Her dress.
I have seen you in uniform many a time.
Right. So I was downstairs, like, putting on my tie or jacket or whatever the hell.
And cummerbund.
Said a-hole couple plus April. You
yes.
remember her.
Okay. So that, we're talking about our former roommates, and they were with a friend.
We had a decent body, but just a hideous nose.
Yeah.
So anyway, apparently while I was downstairs, they're like, oh, it's your birthday here. Because, you know, I told her, don't drink. You act like an a-hole when mm-hmm. you drink, and I'm going to have to smack you around.
Yeah.
So they were apparently drinking, like, Everclear or something.
Yeah,
and basically, like,
so
you know, poured it in a Coke bottle for her to take on the road and sip over the hour-long drive.
Really?
Out there.
So someone with an alcohol problem was given 190 proof liquor. Stuff that when I was a kid and literally burned the lining out of my trachea.
And concealing it.
Wow.
And like I couldn't really smell it, so the entire time I was like, why the hell is she acting like she's drunk?
Well, weren't you confused why she was sipping out of a clear bottle, or she like just poned
it
immediately?
It was in Coke. So it looked like she was just drinking a Coke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that tricky twat. Oh God.
Yeah, so anyway, we get there.
So you didn't want her drunk, even on her birthday, because you knew it ended in tragedy.
Yeah, she's violent.
But you were off.
Yeah, she's in there.
Fixing your garb like a white Kanye.
Right, and on the way over, she's crying about her dad and how he didn't call and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, yeah. Trash begets trash. Continue.
So we get there, and then she disappears in the bathroom for 15 effing minutes. And, yeah, I know, I guess...
Did we ever determine what that was?
I think the dancers were, like, feeding her drinks. Because she'd be like, oh, it's my birthday. You know, she's all... Anytime you go to a strip club with a chick who's, like, dressed up and looks pretty good, you know, the dancers, like, gravitate towards them because they hate men.
Yeah, they hate men. They're usually at least bi, if not full les, because they hate men so much. Not saying that every lesbian hates men. Most of them really do play for Team Tuna from the heart. But,
and she wasn't even 21 at the time, you know? So they're probably like, oh, you stay in here. I'll go get you a drink, blah, blah,
wow,
blah.
Wow, what service.
Yeah, so this is going on. And then we get off the stage and she gets pissed out. I'm like sitting in front of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so like... She starts telling all the strippers it's her birthday, and like I dragged her there against her will.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm getting dirty looks from these effing whores. Like, I see them talking to her, and then they just turn to me with this look of disgust.
It's okay. That monster isn't going to be around forever. You need a ride home.
Oh, God. So, like, I'm starting to feel like a mutt. And then finally.
So, you've got a violent alcoholic. I'm not saying, like, this chick gets drunk and it's fun, and she's like, violently tugging two rods at once or something and going skiing. She's like throwing down, punching. She's cops.
Yeah. No, she's just complete trash.
She's cops. She and I almost got into it one time. And I was like, don't get into this because she has had so many just incidental dealings with the police. She's like a junior lawyer.
She actually knows the law.
She knows the law through being processed by it so many times. So I was like, you know what? I'm just piecing the hell out of this house while you skank up my brother's Bermuda Triangle. Have fun with that.
So
Giorgio out.
Anyway, so she joins me at the stage, and this chick comes over and blah, 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 and she gives her a little titty tap. Like, she basically puts her hand on the chick's rack and, you know, kind of bounce it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if obviously if a guy does that, it's big trouble. But with a girl, I was like, oh, maybe they'll think it's cute or whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently, you know, even the bouncers had enough of her at this point. And it's like, you know.
Even complete strangers within 30 minutes, shall we say, of dealing with your ex.
Yeah, just getting kicked out of a strip club. That's
welcome
the lowest
to this man's life.
A strip club in West Virginia, no less.
Yeah.
Like, just.
You could pretty much shoot a man there and they just tug out the corpse. It'd be like a Western.
You can't sink any lower. And like the one I was telling you I had a good time at down the street, they pat you down for weapons before you go in.
Yeah, like so Thunderdome.
That means someone has been shot and or stabbed in that establishment.
Well, Lord knows the average stripper boyfriend / ex-boyfriend just comes there, stares at his girl on stage, and...
Oh, how could you even get possessive about that?
Yeah.
But, so
long really, it's trying to own the wind, ain't it?
Long story short, she gets ejected. I have to contemplate whether or not I want to stay. And just leave her in the parking lot on her birthday.
Just leave forever?
I'm like, I already paid the cover. We just drove an hour out here. We've probably been there like 30 minutes total.
Just chuck like, her like 20.
God
damn it. Be like, there's a Sheetz like 2 miles down the road.
Find your own way home, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Get yourself a nice schmuffin.
Yeah, so like, all right, so I leave. And then I'm just like, oh, you piece of trash. Like, how do you get ejected from a strip club? And so she's bitching.
So you're trying to rationalize with both an alcoholic and a woman. Continue.
Great combination.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just back and forth. Why'd you take me? Why'd you get up in there and wear P words in your face and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's a strip club. That's what you do. Like, what did you expect? Did you just, like, think I was going to sit back and be, like, you know, ordering steaks or whatever from their God knows how awful menu?
Yeah.
So, like, she starts, like, trying to scratch my face, and I was just like, I ain't having this. So, pull her at a truck stop and, like, just drag her out of the car.
Oh, I shouldn't have laughed so heartily at that.
And then, I don't know, maybe I gave her a few, I don't remember.
Yeah. Just some wake it up, bitch.
Yeah.
Nothing violent. Just
back
in
the car, and then I think I had to do it again on Route 7. Probably somewhere outside of, like, Berryville, Virginia.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm laughing. And Will's, the quote-unquote character of Will is he's, you know, a savage chick hater, which in real life isn't the case, and he doesn't just go around playing Ike and Tina with anyone. But
no, dude,
this was a violent woman, and people are like, well, Will's a stronger dude. Like, how violent can a chick get with you? You know what?
No, this chick's nuts, dude. Later, like 4 days later on New Year's Eve, she pulled the same ish.
Yeah.
Like, scratching my face out to the point I almost thought it was going to scar.
I was going to say, like, how violent does a chick have to get when she's clawing through your eyes while you're driving 60 miles an hour?
Yeah, on New Year's Eve later,
less. Yeah, and the answer is...
Not like there's any cops there. And this is on Route 66 right outside of D.C.
Titanic Highway.
Yeah.
Lifeblood of the area.
Just swerving while I'm having my eyes clawed out.
Yeah.
So again, had to
exactly.
Do a few love taps to maybe, or maybe not knock her unconscious.
You gave her a corrective lens.
It was just like, oh, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
It's like, you got to get the hell out of here.
Well, good. At least you had that opinion.
And then at that point, it's like, I can't upset her because if she goes to the cops, she's got marks on her. So now I got to like smooth things over until she heals. It was just awful.
Or you're like, come on, baby, time for another Neosporin massage.
It was just terrible. And, yeah, so you're wise to avoid relationships, to tie it all together.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say women in strip clubs, the time, what was it, your birthday?
Yeah, the 25th birthday, we had a great time.
Well, even that kind of ended oddly for me.
Why?
Because, to give the background, we got a ton of male friends out. This is Will's 25th. I wanted to do it in style. So we got like, what, 6, 7, 8 of my dude friends. It was like three cars full of people.
Yeah.
And I got three of my crazier chick friends out. One we learned actually was a dancer while there and later worked at the club.
Did she really? Because I went by there later and like they said they never heard of her.
Really?
She might have just been
lying. Stage name.
I remember her stage name.
Okay. What was it?
Addison or something.
Okay.
Something completely
long story
unsexy.
Short, we showed up with three broads, two of which by the end of the night were naked and dancing on stage, which is kind of cool. It would have been better, but I had already fooled around with them, so I'd already seen the, you know, the goods, so whatever. The third is just telling me what a Titanic whore the first two are while grinding on me.
Yeah, she's classy because she didn't...
Talk about a mixed message.
Pop out a nipple.
Yeah, and then one of the two, later that night, while on stage, by the way, an old guy just straight up goes down, eats it in front of the entire club.
Wait, what?
I guess you missed that. You were off getting a lap dance.
Was that the one I effed?
No.
Oh, thank Christ.
This one was a tiny, tiny little Asian chick who...
So someone pulled a Harmon?
Oh, yeah. She just lifts up the dress. That gets done on stage by a silver skullet.
Jesus.
So I have that image in my head. And later that night, I hook up with her.
And you got cucked.
Yeah, and things didn't go so well because maybe I couldn't get that out of my head.
Oh.
So the night ends with, at least you got some
not
off
that
of
night. Later.
The big teed fine one. But that ended poorly for me because I wouldn't have minded revisiting that crime scene every so often. The chick that I finally hooked up with that night, I was Mr. Softy with after like 90 futile seconds because I couldn't get that out of my head.
Oh.
And then the third one just makes fun of my female friends and calls them all whores for the next few years, even though...
She's a stupid C. I've never liked her.
Yeah,
that one.
So stupid strip club's Persian. Just the domain of the man. Don't bring a woman there. It sounds fun in theory.
That was fun. When I was getting a lap dance with the big-teed one, because she had big real ones, and then we're with some chick with big fake ones, I was just playing with both of their sets. That was nice.
You get to have all the fun. You know what? Screw you. Screw you. Sometimes I feel bad I drag you out of your day to do this show. No. No, you're paying back a pretty big karmic debt, good sir. A double D's worth of karmic debt.
So, yeah, man, that was a good time.
I don't get why women have to co-opt everything.
You can't
that's good
take a
life.
Girlfriend there, because said couple, didn't they go along with us that year, too?
Oh, I
want to say they did.
Literally the only people I've ever known to be cool in a strip club setting are former and current strippers. And then you're just taking them on a very boring date.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Will, you play the guitar for a living. I'm a chick, by the way. Guess what I've planned for you
go
as a
see
date.
Some SE local band.
We are going to get coffee at a shop, and you're going to watch some ass who makes his living strumming a guitar. And you're better than him, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's the date.
See, I wouldn't even agree to that. But chicks should be eager to please. So if a chick's down to do that and doesn't act up, that's cool.
Will but never happen.
Mel was a trooper. I'll give her that. I don't think she ever complained.
The former girlfriend in the girlfriend-boyfriend situation we lived with, our former roommates, she took a lot.
Yeah, I mean, she was kind of the fire hydrant, as we say.
Oh, yes. In every relationship, there's the dog and there's the fire hydrant. And she was just a Titanic, like, rusted through paint chipping from all the urine, not grass growing within 4 feet radius type fire hydrant.
But I don't think it ever, like, sparked any fights with him. At least not that I noticed.
I'm sure it was put in the quiver.
Held for a later day.
Oh, yeah. You really, I mean.
But how could she even get mad at him when it's like our suggestion?
Yeah, that would be a rational point to conclude, Will.
Why did you want to go?
That was very logical and rational of you. I'm sure a woman wouldn't be able to take that and use it against you.
Good point, sir.
Thank you. So, shall we get to the big news of the week?
One.
Not in our personal life. We spent 25 minutes talking about how we don't have Kate. And we'll be watching, at least I'll be watching Kate's Horror Academy graduation later, because why not?
Because it's not going to be sexy, and they're probably not good-looking chicks.
I'll watch the pole dancing just because Kate goes out of her way to do a lot of crap for me, for the show, and
I'll be pursuing my own selfish interests
by
going to the
gym. You don't have to do anything. For me, it's like she performs in D.C., which is like 30-something minutes at minimum from the house, especially with weekend traffic far longer. And like, really, who needs to see a band? I'm sorry, I'm sure her band's great.
Oh, you've never seen her once?
Nah.
Nice.
Who needs to see that? This is a bunch of mock stripping. You know, it's girls trying to girl up stripping, which I'm sure will make it awful.
Yeah, because they actually think it's like the it's dance.
It's
seductive.
It's about the dance, yes.
No, it's dressing like a whore and having giant implants and degrading yourself for a single dollar bill that's eternal. Like, that's what made me fall in love with strip clubs when I was 18. I was just like, God, it's $1. And just look at all the foul things you're doing for it.
That is,
women knowing their role in the world.
That is like Confucian and its wisdom, man. My God.
It says a mouthful about them.
Yeah, but for me, I can see, even if it's clothed pole dancing, I can still see pole dancing 15 minutes down the pike, like 5 minutes from the front door of the station.
Are you going home first or are you staying?
Probably, because it's like at 7.
Where is it? In Vienna?
I mean, like literally 4 miles up 29 from here in Falls Church.
Yeah. Are you allowed to take a video?
I mean, I probably will. I'll just be like, oh, I'm busy, quote-unquote, texting on my iPhone. Don't move too quickly. The camera has the jitters.
Yeah. Take some pictures if you can of, like, either any hot ones or just the complete
dumpster
fires.
Oh, I will. I mean, she told me that a T popped out on Tuesday.
Yeah, but was it
Wardrobe
Kira's?
Wardrobe malfunction. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. It could. It might not be the best T on Earth. I'm going to pretend it was, like, the one actual stripper in the class who just wanted to hone her skills.
Actually learn how to dance.
Yeah, and Trixie just had one. Bloop.
Have you
out.
Seen any of these chicks on her Facebook page or anything?
A couple. Why?
Can you bring them up really quick?
Yeah, hold on. I'd kind of forgotten that, actually.
See, you gotta think.
Well, I'm trying to excite myself about something that probably isn't all that exciting.
Oh, it's terrible. It's going to be a bunch of fat, ugly dumpster fires thinking they're going to be sexy for their man now. Your sounds just say everything.
Hold on.
Was one the aforementioned one who's been in here or no?
Hold on. I'm going to click through the 11 confirmed attendees.
Oh, boy.
Number one's Atomic Kate. She's holding her guitar. That looks fine. And the main picture for the event, I might say, is a decent-looking chick. Way too clothed for my taste.
Is it actually a chick from the class? Yeah, let me go around.
Okay. I'm going to boot up all the pictures of the people attending. You can flip through them, Will. Okay. Oh. And the second is not the most attractive woman in the world, and she's holding a child.
Oh.
You can hear from Will's reaction. She's, there's better out there. Lee, hold on, let's boot up this profile.
Oh!
Okay, this is a grade...
It's a bitch from Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
And a partridge.
She's kind of gray. Show. She has a couple, like, Mad Mardigan ponytails hanging out of the mix.
Fox.
Let's hope that's not actually dancing.
Born on December 30th, 1946.
It could. Here, hop on with me. Do it barbershop style. Right. And our next attendee.
Even the mate is a dude.
That's a guy. So, gotta say the best looking of the bunch so far, though. Not gonna say names on air. Okay, and now we have a picture of feet on the sand. And just from the ankles, I'm gauging a little thickness.
Fat. And a nasty face.
Oh, okay, and we can click around.
Ah!
Okay, well, why did you...
Even the main chick... Wait, is that Arakira?
Yeah. And the next attendee at the pole dancing event I will be spending my evening at looks... We have an Asian last name. Will could be good.
Ching Chong China Woman. Can't tell.
Can't tell. Can't tell.
But
we've got a maybe.
Leaning towards bad.
We've got a maybe. And the final attendee.
That's 11?
No. I want to just shorten it for the air.
Oh.
And another hippie
Laura
chick.
Ingalls Wilder.
Yeah, kind of shot on the open plains. All right, take a seat. Okay, are you happy? Are you happy, sir? Your work is done. You've robbed me of something I was deluding myself into and enjoying later, and...
A lot of wrinkles going to be showing. Or fold. Depending. Or both.
I was thinking, like, maybe the wrinkles would work themselves out while they're upside down on the pole, but that would just make things worse. It'd just force all the meat up to their face.
No, Kate's the best looking of...
Oh, she's the belle of that ball.
Hey, that ain't good. No offense to Kate.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Kate's cute enough.
She's all right.
Yeah.
All right, like Dolomite.
I got nothing against Kate. I figured if Kate was kind of par for the course, then it would be an okay event. But Kate's the prom queen.
She's the crown jewel of this class.
Oh, Kate. You done me a disservice.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're so hideous that it's going to be entertaining for different reasons.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a disgusting freak show.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You will get some entertainment bang for your buck.
You've reframed. I'm digesting. And now it's a comedy.
You're going to see a bunch of fat, ugly old women trying to be sexy, and you're going to have to try to not break out in laughter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say try to hide my erection.
No.
Yes. Let's get to the news of the day.
Sure.
Keep this show topical.
As we so like to.
Yeah. And the big news is, of course, South Sudan is now a country. No, who cares about that?
Is that actually true?
Yeah. Yeah, Sudan is split in two. Like, a poor African country has now become an even poorer African country, giving birth to that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And I want to say South Sudan is so the bitch of Sudan that other Sudan, I don't even think, is North Sudan.
It's just Sudan.
We're
Virginia
Sudan.
And West Virginia.
Yeah.
We're not East Virginia.
They
pwn
South Sudan that hard.
They're so bad that the South Sudanese are the other slaves.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, wait a minute, I'm lighter than you.
I think they are. Like, they're part Muslim, the Sudanese, and South Sudan's a bunch of, like, charcoal black Christians and animists, I recall reading. Meaning they actually pray to lion spirits and gazelles.
Oh, I thought you were going to mean, like, they draw cartoons.
Yeah. Employed by Matt Groening. No, in the grand scope of things, praying to a lion is pretty cool. It's at least visible.
You follow the hawk.
Yeah, exactly. Was that...
Borat.
Yeah, okay.
I am Kazakh. We follow the hawk.
Now, of course, the actual big news of the week, because... in the grand scheme of things, a new dirt-poor African country is very meh, is the acquittal of one Casey Anthony, or the not guilty verdict. Is that acquittal? I don't know.
News, yeah. I mean, didn't she get something, though? Like, she got punished for lying to the cops?
She...
So that's why she's still in jail?
Out of all the charges, there's first-degree murder that Casey, who was accused of killing her wee little babe, the adorable... Kaylee.
I just unleashed some filthy ass, so let me get that in a second.
If the show gets really nasal, it's because I'm breathing through my mouth and keeping my nose completely sealed for about 2 minutes. Thank you for the warning, though.
That's bad.
It still hasn't come over here. Not over here to South Papa Georgia.
It'll find its way.
Just like love. Yeah, Casey got off for killing the kid. The charges against her were, let's see, first-degree murder.
Negligent
homicide, probably.
I don't know.
Maybe some kid abduction in the mix.
Probably should have researched this.
Right? We're doing fine so far. And finally, lying to the police. The only thing she actually got convicted of. And because it's such a turdy little charge, she gets credit for the time she served.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, is that it? Because I remember, like, that...
Oh, she got, like, a year per charge, but it was... three-ish charges, and she's been behind bars for 3 years or something.
Damn, I don't know if it's that long.
It's been a while.
I just unleashed some more.
Okay. All right, Braveheart.
Oh, God, that's not bad.
Don't.
Oh, God, it smells like garbage. It smells like Jersey. Oh, all right, so she is pretty hot. Like,
well, we'll get to that in a second.
It at all.
And exactly, Will and I, for me, this was a trial that really women got into, because it plays into, one, a woman who's
attractive,
hotter than you.
And younger, yeah.
Yeah, let's keep that straight. And two, the urge to protect little children.
And three, the desire to wish you really didn't have said children.
Yeah, well, kids are great when they look cute and they're permanently two. When they just have those big brown doe eyes and their little chins on their little balled up fist.
Oh,
and they're staring up from countless Photoshop pictures of her with angel wings on the back. That's the perfect kid, that Kaylee.
Just
never going to get older, never going to talk back, never going to grow into the trollop her mom is.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she was...
I mean, why can't we call it like it is? Was Kaylee going to grow up? Not now. Let me say this first. No one's saying a kid should die. I'm not saying I'm happy a kid died. I'm not. Kid could have grown up to be hot, if nothing else. But she was living in Florida, got no pops. Her mom's a turbo whore.
Yeah, she'd end up on the pole.
Do you really think this chick's going to cure cancer?
She would have been muff cabbage just like her mom.
Exactly. Do you really see the letters PhD before the first name Kaylee? Or after it or anywhere near it?
C-A-Y-L-E-E.
C-A-Y-L-E-E.
That's already
exactly.
A stage name.
I was just going to say that. You don't even have to rechristen yourself.
She'd be one of those strippers where their stage name is actually classier than their Christian name.
Exactly. I dance under the name Sarah. Oh, what's your real name? Kaylee. And
with two E's.
Exactly. Kaylee with two E's. And no class.
I don't know. I mean, my stance on it, first of all, why is it illegal to kill your own kid?
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
If you made it, I mean, if you want to be a Marvin Gaye senior, in my book, go ahead.
You get to hit the delete button. I don't know if you get to hit it at Marvin Gaye's point, but I've always been a fan of like an 18-month return policy.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you want to get into the whole abortion argument, like, what difference does it make? It's yours. If you want to buy a car and drive it into a river, you're allowed to do that.
You done made that property, yeah. Exactly. It's no different than a piece of corn you planted.
Yeah, her dad wasn't around, so he didn't have a say.
Yeah.
And no one even knows who he is, right? Like, he doesn't even know who he is. Because I'm sure he'd be cashing in on a book deal right now.
I heard somewhere that he had actually, like, croaked in an auto accident not too long.
Running from the cops.
Something. Running from her. Going to buy more booze while already intoxicated. Who knows?
Yeah, I was looking up her pictures yesterday because, again, I didn't really pay attention. Like, her, like, dressed up in, like, this slutty Halloween costume.
Oh, my God. That, like, Queen of Diamonds. Queen of Hearts. There you go.
Oof.
Oh, dear, yeah.
I'd filthy her up something fierce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know she had that kid early enough where that body made a full recovery.
Dude, she's hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
people make fun of her ears, but who gives an S?
Am I ear banging anyone?
I don't know.
I kind of like the elfie look.
Me, too. I was going to say that.
Makes him look ethereal. Makes me think I can impregnate them.
Just, that
different
means
species.
Like,
don't have to use a condom.
The small pixie type. They're easy to throw around in bed.
It's great. I mean, we'll dissect the case in a little bit because we got like 20 minutes to burn. She's hot as hell, that Casey. The one thing I don't like on her, she has that weak wop chin. Like the Simpsons chin where it's just like the lips and then it goes from lips to neck. She doesn't have like a nice little full...
Yeah, but chicks with strong chins look like
dudes. I'm not talking jutting. She just has a fairly weak one.
Yeah.
Other than that, and that is nitpickery 101. Other than that, dark hair, nice complexion, killer body, knows what to do if there's an accident. I don't like her.
You don't have to worry about slipping one past the goalie.
Oh, exactly.
So her wanting to keep
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, can you really imagine, like, you're the next guy to finally hit that, and there's an oopsie. And it's, like, so halvesies on the abortion, and she's just, like, totally nonplussed. Like,
already has a coat hanger, like, jammed up in there.
She's, like, chill, Tonto. I'm on that ass. This is done.
Apparently, she actually said in jail she wanted to have another kid.
Of course she does. Of course.
The replacement.
I mean, if nothing else, because personally, okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty and did she do it? Of course she did it in some capacity. Do I think she actually tried to kill her kid?
Did they find the body? I don't even know that much.
Yeah, they found like her little rotted corpse, the little Kaylee corpse.
But there's nothing tying her to it.
No, by the time they got it was just like a skull with like duct tape across the jaw or something like that. So, really, the entire case revolves around the following. Because, like you, I have a penis, so I don't use the internet for reading this crap. I use it for looking up vast amounts of onrop. Put that one in the mirror, you'll figure it out. She googled chloroform roughly 60 trillion times. But, A boyfriend had left a joke about winning a girl's heart with chloroform on her Facebook page. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Casey was skipping chemistry class and hooking up with older guys at the community college. Probably missed the day where that was mentioned. So maybe.
That is so scary that they can like look up what you've Googled in the past.
Oh, don't even start. Oh,
hope I don't commit a crime.
No way I'm running for president. Put it that way. Put it that way. If I want to be able to look you in the eye the next day, not declaring. She looked up chloroform a couple times, but maybe she just wanted to know the punchline to the joke. Apparently, the duct tape around her yapper was kind of matched a type that was in the household where she was chilling with the parents, but that means anyone could have put it on, or they didn't determine. I don't know if it was actually from the roll. It could have just been that same brand.
Yeah, you can buy it.
As far as I know, there's just duct tape. It comes in matte gray and shiny silver. About it. So it could have been anyone. And that's really it. You got those two things combined with a CGRW of a mother.
And, yeah, not reporting or missing for
a month. Not reporting or missing for a long time and kind of cryptic Facebook messages about I'm glad it's finally over and things like that. But that could have been attributed to a breakup at the time. Things like that.
God, that is weird. I mean, I'm glad she got off because really, like, convicting based on just I think you did it.
That is some hearsay ass, my friend.
That's
that is
illegal.
Some shaky crap. And people are rallying. Oh, my God, she did it. Well, you really don't know that.
Yeah.
Was she guilty in some capacity? Yeah. Do I think she probably, like, mashed a rag over the kid's mouth or duct taped it just so it couldn't scream so much while she went out to party and it, like, suffocated accidentally? Yeah. Do I think she's a dumb twat who then didn't report it and hit it? Yeah. Would I bang her? Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. That's my take. I didn't get why people were so worked up. Killing kids is bad, especially, like I said, really cute kids. Had Kaylee been fat?
It wouldn't have been such a tragedy.
I don't know how much we really care.
I don't know. Like, again, you know, the justice system, as they say, it's you got to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
Especially to kill a chick.
Yeah, so it's good that she got off. And
no offense, but she's an attractive chick and she's a white chick. I mean, people are racist. I'm sure it would have been a little harder if she were like 300 pounds of
sister,
black.
Yeah.
Then it'd be like, oh, tubby bitch probably rolled over on her in her sleep.
The media never would have cared if that was the case.
No.
This is actually one of the few chicks where they're like, oh, she's hot, or actually thought she was hot. You know, like that Amanda Knox, I don't think was hot.
She's middling. I mean, if Amanda Knox, like, snail trailed her way up your chest in the middle of a club, you'd be like, ah!
Yeah, Holloway, I thought, was pretty good.
Sure.
Who else? But, like, Scott Peterson, man, that guy got such a bum rap. It just shows how much harder life is for a man.
Oh, because...
It's the same thing. Like, okay, yeah, my wife and kid are dead, and you just happened to catch me trying to sneak out of the country with a bleached goatee.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing really tying them. It's like, okay, they got sunk with concrete anchors, and I have concrete in my garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, how
you
gonna unlikely.
Punish a man for knowing his way around a bench, a workbench?
Like, but, yeah, he got it.
Knowing how to make something with his own two hands and brawn?
Ask him how fair the justice system is.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. Reasonable doubt. And much as, like, I am sociopathic and would love to just have that power of life and death over someone... I wouldn't kill him with that scant amount of evidence. And people flipped the F out on Facebook and Twitter, especially like older moms and stuff.
Yeah, because they're jealous.
Oh, my God.
All you know is what the media has fed you. None of these people have done their own independent research
exactly.
to like seek out the facts. You're dependent on what Greta Van Susteren or Nancy Grace or Sean Hannity or whoever
Nancy,
the hell.
I think, lost her S, right?
Like, yeah, that's the one I made fun of on Twitter. Like, I think she's the one who really tried to attach herself to it.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's
and now
conviction
the case is done,
by
so
media.
She has to go with, like, one final. I think she was, like, were they playing a clip on O&A? There was some reporter who's just, like, bawling. And I think it was her.
I don't know. Who cares? Like, it's not your kid. It's not your life.
That's how I feel, man. Let the broad get on with hers. I mean, she isn't OJ guilty. Get over it. Was she guilty of some malfeasance? Yes. But if you're stupid, that stupid, and that damn hot, and you didn't intend to kill the kid, I'm going to give you another chance. What do you really think she's going to do? You know what? If she has another kid and she kills that, it's on me. You can lambast me all you want, but I'm going to go out and I'm gonna say she's going to marry some other dude. She'll have a couple kids. You'll probably never hear from the bitch again.
I'm waiting for the offer from Vivid to roll in.
Oh, it already rolled in and out.
Oh, she already declined it?
No, they rescinded it like a day later.
Oh, because it's like, such a backlog. I was going to say that even that's dicey. That's not like offering Octomom a deal.
This
person's revile.
Well, it wasn't even... Yeah, it was because they distanced themselves from her, not because her reaction was so strong.
Oh, I know.
It was, wow, we didn't realize you guys who love
porn
beating off to DPs left and right had such a conscience, but we're going to wipe our hands of this
but
one.
She will eventually. I mean, Amy Fisher does porn now.
Like years after the fact, although not in horrible shape.
No, she's pretty hot.
The worst part of the Amy Fisher porn is the silver husband hitting
her. No, she does like actual porn.
Really?
Yeah, for like Naughty America.
I will have to get Googling.
Yeah.
All I saw was the stuff with her tubby.
No, yeah, like her boyfriend.
Head or husband. Yeah.
No, she does like porn.
Oh, we might have to end the show like 10 minutes early.
Yeah, well, look it up, dude.
Well, we have the family filters on at the station now, unfortunately.
Are you serious?
Really?
How are we supposed to put on a show with that?
I know.
Limiting our research.
Wow. Yeah, no joke. We probably have to peace out in about 3 minutes. Huh. Damn, that derailed me. What were we talking about?
Just everything that's coming to her. Book deal, I'm sure.
Book deal?
Movie licensing rights.
Looking forward to the Twitter account. Not going to lie. Looking forward to the Twitter account.
No. I mean, she's probably going to have to go in like witness protection for a long time.
I don't think it'll ever be that bad. I think she'll have to lay low for
I think
least.
That's why she's still in jail now. Like they have to like put certain things in place.
No, I think she has X amount of days on the sentence left.
Like a week or whatever it is?
Oh. Yeah. Like it timed out really well for her.
Huh. But, yeah, I mean... No, she's going to have to disappear, dude. People are already threatening her life. Not that any of those people actually go through with it, but you
exactly.
never know.
They have all of the courage and gumption it takes to post something on their Facebook wall.
Yeah, just... You know what? If you want to, then go do it. Have at.
Yeah. If you really think you're doing the Lord's work.
If you really want to,
job,
the
enjoy.
Easiest way... Well, no, she's got to be in solitary. So it'd be hard to, like, whack her in prison. I mean, that bitch has got to be watched 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? You think any jail wants to be like, yeah, we're the ones that kind of... You might know her name. Casey Anthony. We kind of let her get beat to death with a lunch tray. Whoops-a-doodle.
Oh, man. To be a male... You can be a male prison guard, right? A female prison? Yeah, definitely.
Gonna say, yeah.
No, because I've heard stories of guys getting fired for, like, effing
the
prisoners.
Oh, you must live like a king.
And there's hot ones in there, too.
You must live like... All you have to do is smuggle them like some Gillette shaving cream and a razor. You're good to go.
Just slip it between the bars.
Yeah, just... Oh, my God. You hook up with me after I give you your extra shower time. Who... oh, my God. There would be, every year, like 45 kids born behind bars, like just a full head of curly, puffy hair. With stubble already on their face. They'd be like, how is this happening?
None of them are going to say no. You get to pick from like 45,000.
It's the last place where the men rule the roost.
We need a career change.
Yeah, it's the opposite of everything we spent the first half of this episode talking about. The dude prison guard in a chick prison.
Oh.
What a life. What a life. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure you don't want to get too fast and loose with it. And there's a lot of gross pigs.
Yeah, but again, you see hot ones on TV. It's just, again, you just got to pick them out.
Can you... You can get in pants in real life by just being there for women in a tough situation. Can you imagine what prison is? It's nothing but... A tough situation interspersed with tougher situations.
Yeah, baby, I snuck you an extra Mars bar today for my favorite client.
Yeah. Like, their baseline is horrible. Their baseline is I'm in jail. Sometimes they're going to get raped or beaten.
No, I think with women, it's like they actually forge, like, long-term relationships.
God,
it's
you're right.
It's really weird.
Oh, it's probably all go team go behind those bars.
Yeah, it's like they actually have, like, one-on-one monogamous lesbian relationships for the duration of the sentence.
Oh, man. Think about it, though. You just partner up two of the hot ones, and then you're just, like, the
meat in the middle.
Yeah.
You're a piece of white bread.
Ooh. You're not going to rain on this man's parade again with your farts, and you're telling me what everyone's actually going to look like at the class. These are bi. They're not lesbian. I'm welcome behind their bars any day.
It's worth looking into.
Huh. They can't be as crazy as male inmates, can they? Just flinging piss and jars full of poop.
Well, they're not, like, dangerous, really. I mean, there's shows about it. I forget what it's called. I think it was just a show called Women Behind Bars.
Was it real or was it on Spice?
No, it was, like, on The Learning Channel.
Okay.
Because that's what they want to teach us these days.
I mean, if this wasn't on the Browsers Network, then I'll
trust like,
your research.
I saw a chick who's pretty damn hot, and she got in trouble for effing one of the guards. He got fired, and she got solitary. She got the hole.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, like, you just get fired, and you go on to anything else,
and she gets
thrown in the hole.
Yeah, you probably just go on to the next female prison.
Like a priest.
Yeah, they just shuffle you around.
Oh, my God. What are we doing with our lives?
I know.
This is a complete waste of time. I've never been more ashamed of this show and what I've done with my life.
Well, there's no age limit.
Come on, Will.
Can do it.
I'm in if you're in.
It's not a bad idea.
Hands in the middle. On three, at Go Papa Georgia.
And there are prisons, I think, within commuting distance from here. Of course, you can always relocate. And there's got to be ones in West Virginia.
Hmm.
Maybe get some of the old Vixens dancers.
How great would that be?
Run afoul from the law.
Can you imagine just setting up chicks you wanted to sleep with? Getting them sent to your prison?
I mean, I guess you could do the same thing with jail. It's probably better.
And then you just strut in that first night wearing a t-shirt that says, like, I am the law and no pants. Hat, of course. Hat and mirrored sunglasses, but in a leer. Well, Will, we done it again.
We done a wank.
I done a wank. Will, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
On this very special episode of Papa's Basement. If you want to tweet Will, send him some smut via the direct message feature.
I don't think I've gotten anything from this show.
Really?
It's all been of my own work.
Yeah. Yeah. This show is the Kate's strip pole graduation of the airwaves. What can I tell you? It's nothing but disappointment and heartache. Sounds good in theory, but
the Negro League of Radio.
Nothing will really come of it. If you want to get in touch with Will, though, he's at Billy Basil. I am at Papa's Basement. My actual name's John Papa Giorgio. The show website is in papasbasement.com. And until next week, next Saturday, between 3 and 4 p.m., we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.